Book 1. 1980. In the words of Charlotte Whitton, whatever women do, they must do twice as well as men, to be thought half as good. Chapter 1.
For fuck's sake, Mum! Anyone would think I was a fucking moron the way you carry on!
Dinah Davies sighed and held on to her temper as best she could under the circumstances. She loved this boy of hers, but she was well aware that he had a lot to learn where the game was concerned. Angus thought that the sword was mightier than the pen. What he needed to understand was that anyone could pick a fight and earn a reputation for violence. That was the easy part. A knife, a hammer, or a gun would quickly make a body known to those who didn't matter. The real deal was making sure you got a rep with people who actually did matter.
Well, Angus, you are a fucking moron on occasion. That's the bottom line.
She lit herself a cigarette, taking a deep pull on it to calm her anger, as she said candidly,
"You do not take anything on yourself until you run it by me. That's the law. For your information, son, you picked a fight with the one man I'm currently relying on to bring serious money into my business. My business, not yours, incidentally."
She shook her head in frustration.
"Like I need this in my life. I'm fighting against men all the time. I don't want to be fighting you too, son. And if you don't wind your neck in, then I will."
Angus Davies knew that his mother spoke the truth. At 19, he was still too young to be taken seriously, and sometimes he was fool enough to try and interfere with things that were frankly way over his head. But he did these things for the right reasons. He was trying to look out for his mum. Not that Diana Davies needed looking out for. She could piss all over most of the men she dealt with. And she dealt with a lot of men. Hard men. Men who respected his mother and were more than willing to work with her and for her. He recognised he had inadvertently undermined her here. It was food for thought. But what bothered him was that the men on their payroll saw him as an extension of her and not as a man in his own right.
"And it doesn't help that you and his son aren't exactly bosom fucking buddies, does it?"
Angus knew when to shut up, and this was one of those times. He had royally clumped Danny Cave while they were both incarcerated in a young offenders prison, awaiting their bail hearings. No one questioned his mother's morals, especially not a piece of shite like Danny Cave. Angus guessed that his mother knew exactly what had been said and why the incident had occurred. After all, there was fuck all that escaped her attention. His dad used to say she was always up before everyone else had set their alarm clocks. Unlike his mother, Angus didn't have it in him to turn the other cheek. One of Diana's great strengths was the ability to ignore whatever interfered with her ultimate goals. She could swallow anything if circumstances played to her favour. Plus, she knew the people involved were usually relieved that they had been given a swerve, and that was something to file away for later. He knew that she was right, that often the best way was the hard way. Wipe your mouth and keep your eye on the big picture. Angus didn't work that way. Diana expected it from him, but her son had what she referred to as a loser's temperament, meaning his temper would be his downfall. As she pointed out frequently, though, not on her fucking dime. His lack of control was something she couldn't afford, and his reaction to Danny Cave had really yanked her chain. He could see that on one level he'd been out of order, but deep inside he still felt he had done the right thing. After all, she was his mother. It wasn't like he had had a tear-up over nothing. It didn't matter that she could more than look after herself. This was different. It was family. It was about blood. And Danny Cave had been out of fucking order. Even his old man had agreed with that. Clumped his son in the visiting room, in full view of everyone. He was making a point, and Angus understood that. Danny Cave, the elder, was telling Diana Davies that he had it all under control. He wasn't going to let his son get away with being a Larry Ponce. Not that Diana Davies gave a flying fuck what people said. She never had. As she had told Angus repeatedly, you can't educate haddock. It was only ignorant fuckers who cared about what other people thought. You had to rise above it, as she had. Who gave a shit in the ground?